Recently, the death toll in Puerto Rico from Hurricane Maria was up dramatically.
The independent report from George Washington University was commissioned by Puerto Rican officials. It concludes that nearly 3,000 people died as a result of the hurricane.
Thursday's free panel discussion is put together by Arc Republic in partnership with Lisa Durden Unlimited Productions. NYU professor and Arc Republic founder Kaia Shivers says the event culminates the Storytelling Initiative's inaugural major collaborative project exploring the three consecutive massive storms that tore through the Caribbean, Central America, and parts of the U.S. in 2017.
We have over 24 stories, from writing to pictorial cartoons to podcasts. What we saw, portions of it, we see all of that in Puerto Rico. But what the problem is that you're not hearing about these things that are going on, these issues, because in my opinion, most of the people are poor, they are of color, they are people who are considered in developing countries, and so they don't get the shine that a lot of these regions that have been devastated by natural disasters or crises such as California. I think it's important that we have multiple lens on an issue. We have to be more proactive in helping folk. We have to be more proactive in pushing policy. We have to be, in my opinion, more accountable and responsible to the folk on the ground, and not as if they're just, you know, help maids or helping hands, but people with families and lives.
One of the panelists is Khadijah Taylor, CEO of Newark Speaks to You.
I'm Puerto Rican, born in the United States, but raised there since I was about 12 years old until I was an adult. And basically what I have seen after Hurricane Maria, our blinds, our disabled are losing hope because the schools, actually today in the news came that 1,000 schools were closed. Okay, electricity comes and goes. We have been tapping into everything and everybody in the government, not only in the United States, but in Puerto Rico and around. And it seems like nobody can help us to build back Puerto Rico.
The panel discussion is moderated by TV personality and producer Lisa Durden, who says the media needs to refocus its efforts on the devastation in Puerto Rico.
I consider myself a real journalist because I went to Seton Hall for journalism, so I think it's important to have these discussions. So yeah, journalism today is about everyone's trying to chase that story and sell that story and keep it moving. So, and especially when it's a place of color, no one really cares. So even though I'm not Puerto Rican, I'm a person of color. So I felt the need to have this conversation and let the media know that we're still out here and we need to have this dialogue and they need to be a part of it. Media can play an important role in making sure this stays on the minds and mouths of everyone. But again, they don't care. So, I mean, to be very real, media is racist. Not all, but generally speaking.
Other panelists include the CEO of the New Jersey Puerto Rican Congress and the manager of the Puerto Rican Hurricane Maria Relief Fund of Newark. The event begins at 6:30 Thursday night in Rutgers Express, Newark, room 213. For more information, you can go to arcrepublic.com. I'm Doug Doyle, WBGO News.